Listening Library presents The River by Gary Paulson. Read for you by Peter Coyote.
A year has passed since Brian Robeson was rescued from the solitary wilderness adventure described in Hatchet. Having had a brush with death and learned to rely solely on his own ingenuity, Brian sees the world in a new light. He is also trying to forget the nightmarish aspects of his experiences. Brian opened the door and stood back. There were three men, all in dark suits, standing on the front porch. They were large, but not fat, well-built, with bodies in decent shape. One of them was slightly thinner than the other two. Brian Robeson? Brian nodded. Yes? The thin man smiled and stepped forward and held out his hand. I'm Derek Holzer. These other two are Bill Mannerly and Eric Ballard. Can we come in? Brian held the door open to let them come in. Mother isn't home right now. It's you we want to see. Derek stopped just in the entryway, and the other two did the same. Of course, we'll wish to speak to your mother and father as well, but we came to see you. Didn't you get a call about us? Brian shook his head. I don't think so. I mean, I know I didn't, but I don't think Mother did either. She would have said something. How about your father? He doesn't live here. My parents are divorced. Oh, sorry. Derek truly looked embarrassed. I didn't know. It happens, Brian shrugged, but it was still new enough, just over a year and a half, to feel painful. He mentally pushed it away and had a sudden thought of his own foolishness. Three men he did not know were in the house. They did not look threatening, but you never knew. What can I do for you? Well, if you don't know anything about any of this, maybe we should wait for your mother to come home. We can come back.